A number of special screenings are coming up over the next couple weeks at the Orpheum, starting with tonight's showing of the documentary Following the Ninth, which looks at the musical, political, and social impact of Beethoven's Final Symphony. The movie shows at 7:30 tonight and will be followed by a Q&A with the movie's director and the conductor of the Wichita Symphony Orchestra. Next week, on April 4th, the Orpheum will screen the premiere of the independent feature Wichita, which was shot primarily in South Central Kansas, including using props and sets from Cowtown. It's a neo-noir-type movie, interestingly set in the late 1800s, as a mysterious fugitive shows up in Wichita looking for revenge. Wichita shows at 8 o'clock on April 4th. 2 days later, on the 6th, another independent production related to Wichita, as the Orpheum will show Ragamuffin, a dramatized version of the life of Christian musician Rich Mullins, who spent part of his life in Wichita. The movie shows twice on the 6th at 3 o'clock and also later that evening at 7. On April 8th, the Wichita Peace and Social Justice Center turns its attention to the 1970s military coup in Chile with a screening of Greek director Costa Gavras' 1982 mystery, Missing. The movie stars Jack Lemmon and Sissy Spacek and was nominated for Best Picture, Actor, and Actress at the Academy Awards. Missing plays at 7 o'clock on the 8th at the Peace Center. And the Salina Arts Center also has a couple of movies starting this week. One is the documentary Tim's Vermeer, which follows a man's attempts to recreate the painting techniques of Vermeer. And the other is Jayhawkers, a movie directed by KU professor Kevin Wilmot, which looks at the changes Lawrence, Kansas went through as a result of Wilt Chamberlain's time playing basketball at KU. And we know all that is a lot to take in, so we'll have screening times and links to more info about these movies on the Indie Films page of our website at kmuw.org. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.